This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 18. Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's Single Mom Success podcast. It's been a little while since I posted a podcast. I've done a couple of blog posts, and it's just been sort of here and there, sporadic, and really, I do try and do them every week, but with summer being in full swing right now, things have just been pretty hectic. We've been really busy. We've been, you know, enjoying the outdoors and doing a lot of things, going to the pool. We just recently went to the Renaissance Festival out here in Colorado, which is always a good time. If you've never been to a Renaissance Festival, I highly encourage it. It's a lot of fun. And they typically have them all across the country in various different times of the year. And it's just a lot of fun. If you have one, I encourage you to go. And if you've been, go as many times as you can, because, you know, it's just good fun for you and the kids. And it's, you know, typically it's not too terribly expensive to get in. You know, there's no rule that says that you have to buy everything while you're there. There's no rule that says that you have to, you know, spend a lot of money. It can be a fairly inexpensive trip if you let it, where, you know, you just take enough to get in and eat something while you're there, or maybe go early in the day and then leave before lunch and then go home and have lunch, or bring a picnic with you that you can eat in the car and come back in, because a lot of times they will let you do that. If you pay, you can get your hand stamped on the way out, go back to your car, eat some food, have a lunch, a picnic, and then come back. It doesn't have to be too terribly expensive. You don't have to buy the food that's there. You know, and if yours is anything like mine, there's some things that are very, very expensive, but there are a lot of fun little trinkets for the kids that are not too terribly expensive. My son got like a wooden sword while he was there, and my daughter always gets like a small piece of jewelry. They usually have some really inexpensive, fun little jewelry for kids. She got fairy dust, pixie dust. It's just a little jar of glitter that hangs her on a string that they sell. So, you know, it doesn't have to be too pricey. It's, you know, not all of us have a lot of money to just kind of spend on things like that. But it can definitely be an inexpensive time. But just the atmosphere of it is a lot of fun. You know, seeing all of the performers and watching all of the shows and seeing all the people dressed up in costumes. So it's definitely a fun experience during the summer. We look forward to it every year. Sometimes we go multiple times during the year. And if yours is anything like mine, they will have like themed weekends. And we almost always try to go on the weekends where kids get in free. So we will always go on the weekends where kids 12 and under get in free. Unfortunately, we have passed the time where my boys can get in for free because they're 14 now, so I do have to pay for them. But my daughter gets in completely free, and so it's definitely nice. So check and see if yours has a free weekend for children and try and take advantage of that. So, you know, usually when my kids were younger, it would be an event that we could do that was very inexpensive, and you know, where I only had to pay for my ticket. My kids got in for free. We would bring a cooler with a picnic lunch in it, and during lunchtime we would leave and go back to the car and eat our picnic lunch, and then we would go back in and finish, you know, the rest of the day. But they get to watch jousts and you know, jesters, and there's a king and queen, and there's parades, and it's just a lot of fun. And so we've been doing that and going to the pool and just kind of enjoying our summer. So it's been a lot of fun. I've really liked it, but it's definitely caused some delay in my podcasting. So, but, you know, I'd much rather be spending time with my kids than, you know, doing work and stuff. So that's one of the other, you know, I've talked many, many times about the benefits of working from home. And one of the big benefits is summertime. When my kids are off of school, I can say, okay, I'm not going to work on Tuesdays, or I'm not going to work on Thursdays, and that'll be our day to go to the pool, or that'll be our day to go to the zoo, or, you know, things like that, where we can go and it's not as busy because it's during the week and everybody else is working, but I'm not. And so it's a lot more fun because it's not quite as crowded at the pool. It's not quite as crowded as the zoo, at the zoo and the museum and things like that. So we really enjoy that, and so I like to try and spend as much fun time as I can with my kids during the summer, just to enjoy those perks and being able to do some of the things that not everybody gets to take advantage of. So today's podcast is actually something that doesn't have anything to do with summer or spending time with kids or anything like that. It actually is something that came up for me very recently. I have a neighbor who, her daughter and my daughter are the best of friends, are very good friends, and she and I had become we had become friends, and, you know, I'd been over at hanging out at her house and just talking, and she and I had a lot in common. She doesn't get along with her ex a lot of times. Our stories are very similar when it comes to, you know, dealing with our exes, and then there's the new wife involved and a stepmom for our kids, and there's drama, you know. And so so we've had, you know, just sort of a bonding, or at least I thought sort of a bond, because, you know, we both sort of had similar situations, and our relationship or friendship or whatever you want to call it, not relationship because we weren't in a relationship, but our relationship with each other, I guess, is the best way to put it. But our friendship or whatever changed a little bit because of, I guess, something that came up. So she and I were friends on Facebook, and she posted something on her Facebook wall complaining about our neighborhood and how, you know, the dogs were always bothering her, my dogs, and how the neighbor was always over and bothering her, and how the kids in the neighborhood were bothering her. And I knew she was talking about me, as the neighbor who was always over. And I knew she was talking about my dogs, because mine are the ones next door. And I knew she was also kind of talking about my daughter as well, though there are other kids in the neighborhood, but also talking about my daughter. And I got very offended. I was very offended by that. I thought it was a very passive-aggressive kind of way to kind of put something out there. And, you know, I took it very personally, and I posted, or I sent her a message, and I said, geez, you know, I thought we were friends. I'm sorry if, you know, my kid bothers you, and I will, you know, stay away now. I thought we were, you know, friends. And then she sort of unloaded on me, and apparently I was, was not being very, there, like, I just had a lack of common courtesy, and how I needed to just learn how to leave her alone. And I took it very, very personally. I was very upset. And she said, you know, I just, you know, it's my own fault because I didn't set up boundaries. And I was like, okay, well, then boundaries set, you know, so now there are the boundaries. My daughter will play with your daughter. They are best friends. So I would never imagine not allowing them to play together. But I will keep my daughter out of your house if she bothers you. I will not come over since I bother you. And I will stay on my side of the fence. But I did. I took it very personally, and I thought to myself, I'm like, man, I thought I was a pretty good person. How, and I felt really bad. Like, I was crying, and I thought, man, she just doesn't, you know, like, I thought we were friends, and now I find out maybe I'm not a good person. Maybe I'm, you know, and I let what she said to me, like, really bother me for a little bit. And then I got over it. It took me a second, but I stopped and I thought, I'm like, geez, I'm like, why am I getting so upset about this? It's not like she was my best friend in the world. She's my neighbor. And yeah, we got along and everything, but it's not the end of the world not talking to her. It's not the end of the world not going over there and saying anything to her. It's not the end of the world, like, any of it. And in all honesty, she plays a very, very minimal role in my life. You know, and I stopped and I thought about it and I thought, yeah, you know, I probably was over there a lot because, you know, I'm at home with my kids all day long and I don't really have a lot of adult interaction. And so having another adult who also goes through the same situations that I was going through, it was just like, oh my God, she'll understand. So I probably, you know, unloaded a little bit more than I should have, or maybe I just, you know, opened up too much, or, you know, maybe I just was too overzealous of like, hey, you know, talk to me, when, you know, maybe she didn't want to talk to anybody, which is fine. But there's no reason for me to take that personally. And, but I did, I really was like, God, maybe I'm not a good person. And it took me just a little bit to realize that that was just stupid. You know, I think I'm a good person. I try and, you know, be a good person. I try and be a good friend. And, you know, I just realized, you know, whatever was going on with her, that's her. It really doesn't have anything to do with me. And it really brought to mind something that I kind of forgot in that brief moment of time. And it's one of my favorite things. I love, there's this book called The Four Agreements. And it is a really, really good book. If you've never read it, I highly recommend going and picking up a copy or checking it out from your library, looking it up online. I think maybe you can download a copy digitally for fairly cheap on potentially like Amazon or something like that. But yeah, if you get a chance, I would definitely recommend for you to pick this book up because it is really, really good. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's called The Four Agreements. And the second agreement is don't take anything personally. You know, and it's kind of a summation of it, but it really is. It's, you know, it's sort of if somebody lashes out at you or somebody doesn't agree with you, or somebody gets angry with you, or somebody, you know, puts you down, you know, it's more of a just realizing that whatever is going on, that has to do with them and their perceptions, and not you and your perception. So, you know, don't take anything personally. And you see little memes about it, you know, here and there. Don't take, you know, if somebody's grumpy or upset or unhappy, you know, don't just judge them because you don't know their story. You don't know what they're going through. And, you know, I don't know what she had going on. She seemed awful stressed. She seemed very unhappy. And, you know, maybe she's just unhappy with a lot of things right now. She's got a lot going on. And maybe that just sort of all boiled over and it came out as a lash out at me, which is, you know, fine. Everybody has those moments. So I didn't take it personally, and I don't take it personally. And I just decided, okay, if that's, you know, how she feels, then I'll respect that, and I'm not going to take it personally, but I'll respect her wishes, and, you know, I'll stay to my side of the fence, and I'll keep my boundaries. And, but I won't be hurt by it. I won't feel upset. I won't let it ruin my day. I won't let it ruin my week. It's certainly not going to ruin my life. Like I said, I got over it pretty quickly. And so, you know, and then and that kind of goes along with the third agreement that's in the book, The Four Agreements, is don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions that you know what somebody's thinking or why they're doing what they're doing. You can't assume those things. How would you know? You don't know what somebody's going through. You don't know what kind of day they've had. You don't know anything about that. But to make an assumption about something, you know, it's your life will be so much happier if you don't take things personally. And that's what this podcast is about, is just not taking things personally. Assuming that something is about you and taking it personally, you're kind of allowing that person to have power over you. So, you know, if you're running into an issue with your ex, right, your baby's dad, ex-husband, whatever the case may be, you know, I used to have this problem all the time with my ex, with my daughter's dad. And, you know, I would allow things that he said, you know, to really, really hurt me. He would say things and, you know, and because that was the whole purpose. He was mad at me. He was upset with me about something. And he would just lash out. He would call me all sorts of names. He would be nasty. He would be mean. I mean, he would say horrifyingly awful things. And I would take them very personally. I would allow them to really, really hurt me and start questioning, like, myself and who I was and what I was doing. And then I started to allow what he was saying to change the person I was. And that was really, really a bad thing. You know, the person that I am, I'm always changing. I'm always trying to grow. I'm always trying to evolve. We always do. As human beings, we are always changing and learning new things and learning new things about ourselves. We are constantly changing our minds, changing our opinions, learning new viewpoints. That's just what it is to be human. That's who we are. And so, you know, I always try and be a good person, but I know that there's always times where I can improve and try and do better for myself, for my kids, and evolve, you know, and I'm learning as I go. You know, I'm learning as, you know, the parent of a special needs child. I'm learning as the parent of a daughter, you know, which is different than being a parent to boys. And so it's always a constant change. But when you start allowing another person's view of you or the world's view of you to make you want to change who you are, it's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, you have to want to change for your own purposes. You know, for example, you know, if you're, you know, an addict and, you know, the world says, look, you need to change, you can't be an addict, you know, or you shouldn't be an addict. It's definitely true. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not a good thing for you, for your family, for your children, for your friends. So yes, in that aspect, you do need to change. But anybody who's ever been in recovery will tell you that if you try and change for somebody else and not because you really want to, you will never, ever stay clean and sober. You'll relapse. The reason that you change and the reason that recovery works for those who are in it and who have become clean and sober is because it was their choice to make. They made that decision and they set that mindset. It wasn't because everybody else wanted them to do it. It's because they really, truly, in their heart and souls, knew that they needed to change. And so, but when, for like example, with my ex, when I was changing who I was and how I dealt with things and the way I responded to him, and it was so different than the person that I really am, I was doing so in order to try and make him happy, to appease him, to make the situation better, to you know, to avoid a fight, walking on eggshells, not being the person that I am and not being true to who I was, just to try and make that work. And so in essence, changing who I was for the benefit of someone else, but definitely not for the betterment of myself. And that's where that issue comes in. So, you know, I think that's where taking things personally becomes very dangerous. And so my suggestion and my advice to people who, you know, they deal with people like, you know, their exes who maybe lash out and say mean things and nasty things, you know, to, you know, you can hear what people have to say without letting it affect you, without taking it personally. And you can just sit and sort of realize that is their story. They're behaving that way because of them, not because of you. And if their reaction to something that you said is, you know, outright rage, well, that's because they're dealing with something on their side, you know. And you can't take it personally when they say things, if they're being negative or mean or ruthless or just nasty. Taking it personally and internalizing that is giving them a ton more power over you than you should be giving them. Nobody should have that kind of power over you. Nobody should be able to make you feel less than who you are, ever. And if ever you start feeling that way, like I said, and we're all human, we make mistakes and we slip. I mean, like I said, I let my neighbor make me feel absolutely horrible about myself for a little while. And that wasn't her intent. You know, I'm fairly certain. I mean, she's not a horrible person. She's not a bad person. She's not a mean person. I don't think it was her intent to make me feel bad, but I allowed what happened to make me feel bad. I took it personally. And I really shouldn't have. But it took me a couple of hours to really come to that realization, you know, to really stop and go, God, you know, I'm there's nothing wrong with me. I am who I am. And just because she maybe doesn't appreciate it or doesn't, you know, I'm not the type of person that she can deal with, then that's fine. But that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean that I did anything wrong. She just doesn't see the world the same way I do. She doesn't view people the same way I do. And, you know, she doesn't view her child the same way I view my child. She doesn't view other kids. Like, this is someone, she doesn't like most of the kids in the neighborhood. She says that my daughter's the only one that she likes, but she's that type of person where I hear her talk about the other kids in the neighborhood and I wonder what she says about mine when I'm not there, you know? But, you know, regardless of whether she does or doesn't, you know, again, that's her. That's not on my daughter. That's not on her daughter. That's not on any of the other children in the neighborhood. That's just who she is. And, you know, I don't believe that what she did or said was meant to be nasty or vicious, but she did express the fact that she needed boundaries and she, you know, wanted to be left alone. And so that's exactly what I'm giving her. And so, but without taking it personally, without being hurt by it, without being upset by it, it's just a matter of, okay, this is how she is, this is who she is, this is what she says, so I'm just going to go along with what she says, and that's that, you know. And so when you're dealing with your ex or anybody who is particularly nasty, and it might not be your ex, it might be your mother, it might be your father, it might be your mother-in-law, your ex-mother-in-law, you know, whoever it may be. It might be a friend who you think is a friend but doesn't treat you very nicely, right? Who knows? Whatever it is, if they're lashing out at you or if they're being nasty or if they're saying things with the intent of hurting you or that come off as hurtful, you know, just stop and go, it can only hurt me if I allow it to hurt me, and I don't allow it to hurt me because I'm not going to take this personally. Whatever your issue is your issue. It's not my issue. I'm not upset with you, so therefore, you know, I'm not going to take what you say personally. I'm not going to allow it to upset me. I'm not going to allow it to ruin my day. You know, even if that relationship ends, you know, and that's a hard part too. If you're in a relationship and you get into an argument and very nasty, awful things are said and a relationship ends, that's really hard not to take personally. I mean, that's a very emotional, you know, circumstance where you have to go through those emotions. So I'm not saying that you can't feel things. Of course you feel things. But being able to process those feelings and then go past them and go, okay, why am I actually hurt? Why am I actually upset? You know, this person said something and I took it very personally. I made it about me and it really isn't about me. It's about them, right? Or this person broke up with me and I'm taking it very, very personally. You know, was I a good person? Did I do anything wrong necessarily in a relationship? Did I, you know, did I do the best that I could? Was I the best person I could? Did I try and give everything I could to the relationship? You know, and if that's true, then, you know, why would you take it personally, right? Why would you take that personally? Somebody breaks up with you, it's not because of you, it's because of them, right? Unless, of course, you know, you did something like, you know, if you cheated on them or something like that, I can understand, you know, then something that you did caused the breakup. But at the same time, you have to still take stock in that and go, okay, it's my own fault. You know, I did this. This was my choice. I made that mistake. And so obviously, you know, the possibility that this person's going to leave me is there. And I know that that sounds really cold and calculating. And, you know, to some people, it might seem that way. It really might. And I completely would understand that. But I'm sort of one of those people who I feel what I feel and then I process it pretty quickly and then I can let it go, or at least I try to let it go. And again, I'm still human. I'm definitely by no means perfect ever. Never, ever will I be perfect. But that's just kind of who I am. Whatever I have to go through, I deal with it. I process it. I work through it. I cry if I need to cry. I get angry if I need to get angry. And then my mind sort of takes over and starts kind of processing everything and going, okay, why are you this way? Why are you feeling this way? What can we do to solve this problem? Is there a way to solve the problem? Is there a way to resolve the issue? If there's not a way to resolve the issue, is there a way, you know, what can be done so that we can move past it and move on and move forward? What's the next step? What's the next thing that we need to do? And that's just sort of how I kind of work through things. And so for some, that does seem very cold or calculating or unemotional. And that's not really true. I mean, I feel things and I feel things very strongly. Like I said, I mean, I got very upset because my neighbor posted something on Facebook that generally referenced me, right? And I took that very personally and I did get upset by it. And I did get my little feelers hurt. And then I processed it. And then I stopped and I thought, okay, I'm taking this very personally. Why should I not take this personally? Because it's not about me. It's about her. It's about the person she is and how she deals with things and who she is and the personality she has. And it's different than the personality that I have, you know? And that being the case, you know, she got frustrated. Okay, fine. So then the boundaries are set. And now I know. And now I'm moving forward. I don't feel like I've lost my best friend because she wasn't my best friend. She's my neighbor and she was sort of a friend. And even when I lost a best friend, even when a best friend of mine stopped talking to me, I was very upset by, you know, like back in high school, was upset by it, you know, was very upset. I didn't understand what I did wrong. And then I just sort of processed it through and said, okay, well, I don't think I did anything wrong. And until she tells me if I did something wrong, there's really not anything I can do about it. So moving on. You know, and that's just how I've always been. And it keeps me from giving too much of myself over for somebody else to kind of manipulate or control. And like I said, I kind of let that slide when I was with my daughter's dad. I was constantly changing and tweaking and walking on eggshells and not being very true to the person that I am and not being true to who I am. And, you know, looking back, of course, hindsight's always 20/20, right? You can always look back and go, what the frack was I doing? Like, what did I even, why? Why did I do any of those things? Why did I behave that way? Why did I act that way? Why did I let somebody treat me the way that they treated me? Why did I allow someone to have so much control over me that they completely would ruin my day or my week or my month or my life, right? Like, I got that bad where I was like, oh my God, I'm so devastated. And I really, there was just too much of me trying to figure out how to make it work. And looking back at it now, realizing, God, I was doing so much of that trying to make something work. It's like trying to shove a square peg into a round hole. Like, I was sitting there banging on it, like, this is gonna fit. I'm gonna make this happen. And I look back and go, God, that was just stupid. It was a waste of my time. It was a waste of my energy. And it gave this person way more control over me than they ever should have had. Way more power over me than they ever should have had. They should have never been able to make me question who I was or the person that I am or the life that I lived, right? Or the way I acted. Like, none of that should have happened. And it did. It did a lot. So when you start or when you deal with someone like that who you feel they say things to you, you take things very personally in your life. When your boss says something to you, do you get upset and do you cry? Or do you, like, you know, like somebody just attacked you? Or can you go and go, all right, okay, I see where they're coming from, and this is how I'm going to deal with the situation, right? Without it being like somebody attacked you. Can you deal with your ex in that fashion where you talk to them? And I'm, like I said, not perfect. I still have my moments where I let the man bait me and I end up like being like 5 years old again, where I'm like, no, you suck, right? Like, that's I end up in that, and it happens every so often, but I try really hard not to allow it to happen, because that's exactly what he is looking for, I think, sometimes, is that kind of, like, let's regress back to when we were six and we, like, stuck our tongues out at each other and said, nuh-uh, you, nuh-uh, nuh-uh, that's not me, that's you. It was like, those are, afterwards, when we have those sort of slides into adolescence, I look back and go, oh my God, I was, like, 12. 12. What was I doing? Like, not even 12. I was like 5. What was I doing? I can't believe that. And I think to myself, I'm like, Jesus, what the hell? Like, I'm a grown woman and I acted like I was 5. That's just the stupidest thing. Trying to find the right combination of words or insults that are just really get him. And it's like the worst thing ever. And afterwards, I realized, like, I took all of that personally. I totally let this person get under my skin and actually made me change who I was and how I dealt with people. Like, that's a lot of power to give somebody. And I totally don't ever like to do that. I don't want to be that person anymore ever again who changes who I am just to fit and make somebody else feel comfortable about me. Or around me, or with me. Because if that's the way it is, then they're not somebody who should be in my life anyway. That's why my ex is my ex, right? Because I would have to change fundamentally who I am in order to be with him. And he would have to change fundamentally who he is in order to be with me. And that's not a good fit, right? That's not a good fit. That's not the makings of a good relationship. It's not the makings of a good friendship. It's not the makings of a good business partnership. Like, none of it is going to work if somebody has to change who they are in order to make that relationship work. And that's all about not taking things personally. And you have to learn that they don't have to like you, right? They don't have to like you. She doesn't have to like me. My neighbor does not have to like me. I don't care if she does, right? As long as we're not nasty to each other and our children can still play because they're best friends, that's all that's needed. That's all it was when she first moved in. And that's all it can be now. Without it being personal, without me being angry, you know, without me being upset by it, it just is what it is. And so if you can kind of put that into practice in your life, not taking things personally. Am I reacting this way because I'm taking it personally, right? Am I lashing out because I took something personal and I shouldn't? It's not about me, it's about them. Their reaction has nothing to do with me. It has to do with them. I deal with this with my son all the time because he has anger issues and impulse control issues. So, you know, he and my daughter will constantly go at it because he'll get really mad at her because she didn't get off the treadmill fast enough and he wanted his turn, even though he was going to get his turn no matter what. But he, like, he'll completely blow his top and he just... It's huge. It's this huge reaction. And then it becomes, well, nobody in this family understands me and nobody in this family likes me. You don't even want me here. I'm just going to leave. So we escalated from him wanting his turn to now nobody loves him and he should just leave, right? And it's that quick. But it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with his sister. It has everything to do with him and how he reacts to things and how he deals with things. And how he takes things very personally, almost always. And unfortunately, that's something that we deal with a brain injury, and it's something that we work with every day. And so we try and, you know, take these practices to heart. The four agreements really, really play a big role with my son. He doesn't understand it. He doesn't know it, but they do. Of, you know, not assuming things, not taking things personally, you know, and those are very, very important things for everybody to learn. And when you do that, you really do. You find more of a peace within yourself. You're more steady. It's really kind of hard to explain until you experience it. But you do. Realizing that when somebody lashes out or when somebody's negative, you know, and think about like all the trolls on the internet, right? You get people who post things and there are almost always those people who their sole joy in life is to find the most negative thing that they can say and post it on a comment, right? The internet has become a place for, you know, invisible bullies to come out in droves where people can just be brave and be nasty online without any fear of repercussion, and they can just let that go, right? So, you know, imagine you post something online and somebody that you don't even know posts and says, God, that's the stupidest thing. You're totally ignorant. How stupid could you be? Or you're ugly or blah, blah. And you take that personally. But why? Why would you take that personally? Do you know this person? This person could be a 500-pound person who still lives with their mother, does not have a job, and, you know, sits and eats Twinkies all day long while finding people to be mean to on the internet. Clearly, they have their own issues that cause them to just go out and be nasty for no apparent reason on the internet. Why? What purpose does that serve? But why would I allow some random person who I don't know at all and plays no role in my life, why would I allow them to make me feel bad? Why would I take that personally? It's not personal because I don't know you personally. Like, how could that be personal? And it is a little bit harder with somebody that you do know, such as your ex, especially an ex, because there's always that emotional, you know, and I don't care how long it's been, there's always that twinge somewhere in there where you're like, you suck because you broke my heart. And so it's harder sometimes to not take things personally. But if you can learn to do that where it doesn't become a personal issue, you'll be so much happier and things will get so much easier. And to be perfectly honest, when I started adopting this practice with my ex is when things started getting better between my ex and I. Like, when we were able to start having conversations like normal adults and be like big people for a change. It was amazing. And so it really, really helped, not just for my own self and my own peace of mind and my own just soul. It helped with my relationships with other people as well. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope that you've gotten a lot out of it. Again, if you have never read it, go pick up The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, because it is a really, really cool introspective. If you have read it, I recommend you read it again, because I've read the book multiple times, and I think every time I read it, I get something new out of it, because as our lives change and our circumstances change, our views change, and the way that we think of things change, and the way that we interpret things change. So I always, every year, I try and read through the book again, just because sometimes I just need that, you know, kind of re-up in my soul, for lack of a better term. So again, I really hope you enjoyed it. Please, 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 if you have not subscribed to the podcast, please do so, and go check out our blog, thesinglemomblog.com. If you have not, there's a lot of other blog posts there, there's other podcasts there, and please share on Facebook, on Twitter, on your social networks. We love to get new subscribers every single day, and I hope that you have a fantastic week and weekend and summer, and hopefully I will be posting another podcast next week. But again, it's summertime, summertime, and I really, really am enjoying the time with my kids. So if there isn't one, please, please understand. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a wonderful day and take care. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments, because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.